honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps, featuring Spotify. I thank each and every one of you for downloading and listening to the show. It's always a great pleasure to be back aboard with you once again today, as here we are, Fridays, and it's Black Friday. Just like Brave the Wild yesterday, start on Thanksgiving to get to kind of regular schedule again. Tomorrow's the season finale for the lawn cleanups, so we'll be able to have Timberwolves Explosion on Fridays once again. That's always a good thing. Of course, schedules are always subject to change. But to the matter at hand, the Minnesota Timberwolves are off to the best start in franchise history now, with an 11-3 start and the number one seed in the Western Conference. Yes, here we are, 375 episodes, and, how many, about 16 years into Timberwolves Explosion or so? Yeah, it should probably be more episodes, but you know how the summers are. They're kind of quiet and all that stuff, and that's how it is when you have two jobs. This ain't no Lockdown Wolves where I'm able to do a show 5 days a week and all that, so otherwise I'd be way into the thousands when you talk about 16 years of doing this show. So this is a very, very, very old Timberwolves podcast. So, but yeah, it took that long to be 11-3 to start out a season in the first 14 games. Congratulations, Timberwolves, though. This team looks legit. This team looks like an absolute powerhouse in the Western Conference, or at least a threat in the Western Conference. What might kind of semi-water things down a tiny bit is the Oklahoma City Thunder are 11-4. So, Oklahoma City Thunder? Really? And what's also scary about them is they have like about, 500 draft picks coming their way with all the different trades like Paul George and such over the last few years. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how OKC continues to get better and better and better. Denver is in third place. The Northwest standings are pretty crazy. It's very top heavy. 11-3 Minnesota, OKC 11-4, Denver 10-5. And then you get Portland 4-11 and Utah 4-11. We'll be reviewing, was it three games? Yep, the Timberwolves 3-0 in the three games. There was no 2-1. It was 3-0. No Joel Embiid with Philadelphia. So it's like, okay, enough of this freaking stuff. But Zion Williamson. And the Wolves kind of struggled in that one, but still found a way to win versus the Pelicans. Dub Pelicans. Sacramento, Memphis, OKC, and Utah coming up in the upcoming four games, and we'll wrap up the month of November that way. And like I said, it's Black Friday. Merry Christmas, everybody. We are officially in the Christmas season now, once again. Life is short. Life is way too quick. I can't believe it's Christmas season once again. I hope everybody had a very happy Thanksgiving here in the United States, because obviously it's a U.S. holiday. Canada had theirs about a month ago, and it seems like every country has some form of Thanksgiving, and I get them mixed up, but Canada's the one I know the closest, at least out of the U.S. at this stage, back in October, about when the NBA season or hockey season starts. That's something to be thankful for in Canada. Timberwolves, though, 4-1 in our last five, blah, blah, blah. It's been amazing. It's been a lot of fun. Let's get to the New Orleans Pelicans game, November 18th, last Saturday, in Smoothie King Center. Smoothie King Center. It was everything but smooth. This was a rough game for the Wolves, but the Timberwolves emerged victorious. That's what's important. This is not where Jaden McDaniels got hurt, and we'll talk about that very shortly, unfortunately. Yep. Brandon Ingram was pretty epic in the game. Kind of played a Karl Anthony Towns type of game. He was kind of like a mix of Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards, with like fall away shots and some threes and such. But a 30-point game for Brandon Ingram. Jonas Valanciunas was a pain in the ass to deal with. Kind of like the classic big man that was like haunting the Timberwolves like in the past. Like, I don't know, the guy from New Zealand. Of course, the guy, that's the MVP of basketball right now, Jokic, who have haunted the Wolves in the past. Matt Ryan, also former Timberwolf now, suiting up for New Orleans. 10 points up the bench in almost 27 minutes. Crazy. Cody Zeller, Michael Jordan's favorite pick coming out of North Carolina for the Charlotte Bobcats at the time, who are now the Hornets, of course. 7 rebounds, 2 points, yay. It was a bit of a back and forth game. It felt like the Wolves weren't going to win this one. Wolves kept falling down into the third quarter, down by about 10 points at one stage. It looked like New Orleans was going to pull this thing off. I mean, the win probability was very much in their favor. And then things kind of started to turn, and the Wolves had a great fourth quarter and pulled away with the win. Karl Anthony Towns has definitely been a different guy the past 6 games or so. Starting going back to the Boston game where Karl Anthony Towns was a mess and the Wolves had beaten one of the best teams in basketball. You just beat the defending champion Denver Nuggets and then beat Boston the next game. I mean, insanely impressive. You beat the 2 best teams in the league. I thought the Wolves were going 0-2 in those games. Maybe you squeeze out a win versus Denver just because, but maybe, but probably not. And then Boston, we never beat them. You end up beating both teams in insanely impressive fashion, but Karl Anthony Towns didn't play well. So it's like that figures. Every time, you know, it's like Karl Anthony Towns, like, yeah, well, I bet he just can't wait to be traded. But pretty much ever since then, with the Golden State games and leading into these, it's been a pretty fun ride watching Karl Anthony Towns hitting threes, fall-away jumpers, driving to the basket, lots of dunks as well. 29-point effort in this one, and he had a very, very clutch three-pointer. He also drove to the basket for a layup that ended up winning the game with 5 seconds left. I was always paranoid about, they got 5 seconds left, they can get a pretty good shot off. They kind of did with Brandon Ingram. It was a bit of a fall away, and it didn't go in, but it was pretty close. It was a pretty good shot. It was a pretty good look by Brandon Ingram. It wasn't an easy shot, but he did miss, thankfully, and the Wolves emerged victorious in a game that was kind of scary for a little bit. Anthony Edwards, you know, 23 points, good performance, but he fouled out in the game. And it's like, what the heck? It's like, Karl Anthony Towns almost fouled out, so the Wolves could have easily lost this game. Again, if it wasn't for Towns' very clutch performance in this game down the stretch, and freaking 10 of 11 from the floor, one of the greatest stats you'll ever see, 11 field goal attempts, 29 points. 10 of 11 from the floor, Karl Anthony Towns absolutely sick in a good way. In this one, Nickeil Alexander-Walker also outstanding. 4 of 7, 2 of 4 from downtown. That's three-pointers, of course. 10 points off the bench in about 17 and a half minutes. Shake, shake, shake was, well, he was okay. He missed 2 threes, basically. Wound up with 8 points. Gobert continues to play very strong. Only 7 field goal attempts. Even with 7 of 10 from the free throw line, which is good, considering he's had games that are like 2 of 9, 2 of 11. It's like, what the heck, Rudy? Some Hacker-Rudy action. You'll see some of that versus the New York Knicks coming up. But Karl Anthony Towns even added 2 blocks in the game. 9 assists. Only 6 rebounds. But, okay, I guess both teams shot pretty well in this game, especially him. But 9 assists for Karl Anthony Towns. Pretty gorgeous. Pretty beautiful game. Great week by Karl Anthony Towns. Absolutely fantastic. And we appreciate it a million times over. Let's move on fairly quickly here to the New York Knicks game. This team was at full strength. Of course, again, Zion Williamson didn't play for New Orleans, which is kind of annoying. It's like, there's a guy, you know, come on. Oh, boy, he's trying to keep his health, you know. It's like, is that where we're at now? Guys just kind of, oh, I'm going to prevent injury and sit out. Or, I don't know, it's like Byron Buxton or something. Like, everybody's Byron Buxton now in the NBA. Byron Buxton. Oof-da. New York Knicks. The Timberwolves win by 17 versus the New York Knicks. The Timberwolves win by 17 versus the New York Knicks. It was a pretty good game in the first half, but the second half, the Wolves just kind of said, yeah, okay, go away. You're not in the same class as us. Get out of here. Yeah, get out of here with a New York accent. 8-5 New York Knicks had won like 5 in a row. They were great after a meh start. Still a good team, obviously, but for the Wolves to pull away the way they did in the second half was absolutely gorgeous. Jalen Brunson was hitting his shots for the most part. He's been obviously a fantastic addition to the Knicks the last couple of years now. Half of his threes went in. You know, 3 of 3 of 6, 6 assists, 25 points. Julius Randle had 14 points, 14 rebounds with 21 points. A good game, but not a great second half necessarily, as the Timberwolves pulled away. I mean, bottom line, the Timberwolves pulled away in this one. huge advantage. That third quarter, completely opposite to what the Wolves used to be. That 35-19 used to be the opposite. Like, everything was like, this was last year, this was 2 years ago, this was 5 years ago, this was 10 years ago. Going back to, Kurt Rambis, the third quarter, 35-19, was always anti-Wolves. It was always going the other direction, whether it was Denver, whether it was the Charlotte Hornets, Charlotte Bobcats, Detroit Pistons, it didn't matter. It was always kind of going in that direction. For some reason, the Wolves would win in the Palace frequently. Now it's kind of like the opposite. We don't beat Detroit for some reason. Hopefully this year that'll be different. Where last season, the Timberwolves lost to all the bottom teams over and over and over. We had a losing record to the bottom four teams in basketball last year. I don't think that's going to happen this time around. And the Wolves have definitely been giant killers this season. Whether it's, you know, the Knicks are kind of a giant. They're not super big. They're about 7 feet tall, maybe eight, about eight. That's kind of a giant. But then you beat, like, freaking Denver and Boston, the Sixers, without Joel Embiid. Okay, so that doesn't count. That's more of a 7 to 8 foot giant. It's a giant, but not as scary. Boston and Denver, that's more of like a 12-foot giant, real dangerous one, like a big giant monster, Nephilim. Yeah, watch out for those guys. But the Wolves beat them. Yeah, the Wolves beat them, Joshua style. Yeah. But Carl Anthony Towns, very good. Very good performance, generally speaking. Only attempted 10 shots. Only attempted 10 shots at 20 points. 20 points, 6 of 7 from the line, 2 of 3 from outside. Anthony Edwards, 1 of 6 from outside, 9 of 21. Struggled a bit, as per usual, but did have a pretty epic dunk in the game, which was exciting, and also added 10 rebounds and 5 assists. So he did a bit of other things, of course, creating turnovers with a couple of steals, but also Carl Anthony Towns, 3 steals and 2 blocks. Gobert also added 2 blocks in the game. And kind of like a depth of rebounding for the Wolves. 44 rebounds in the game because the guys like Kyle Anderson. What am I looking at? Troy Brown and Shake Milton. Yes, five rebounds apiece. That's actually really good. Shake Milton with a couple of really nice dishes in the game. One to Gobert, or at least one. Yeah, really nice one. 4 total assists, 5 assists for Kyle Anderson, that point forward, Scottie Pippen style. But then you'd lose Jaden McDaniels. That was a huge loss, of course. And you'd see Nikhil Alexander-Walker, because he's so long, obviously. 3 of 6 from outside, 11 total points. Made half of his shots on the floor. Jaden McDaniels, though, with a grade 1 ankle sprain. So now I'll get into a very brief conversation, because I did a tiny bit of research about the different grades. Because it's like you're always wondering which is which and how bad is it and all that. Well, grade 1 is where it's stretched and there's small tears. There's like small tears, and it takes maybe 2 to 4 weeks kind of to really heal up, that type of thing. So he'd be reevaluated in a week after the Knicks game, so not too long away. So it's not super serious, grade 1, thank God. Grade 2 is a more serious tear. It's maybe like halfway through or so, the tendon of your ankle or whatever else the injury could be. Which I believe that was what Carl Anthony Towns' calf injury was. Because it couldn't have been 3, because 3 is when it's a complete tear. It's just pop. You know, that's when, you know, you're probably out for the season. If you have a completely torn calf, you're probably out for the season. It's going to require surgery, and you're going to be sidelined. Like, I got to think so. Like, a complete tear of something like that, you're either out for the year or maybe 3 months or so. Carl was out for about 3 months, so I don't know. But you wouldn't even be able to walk, though. Like, you would not be able to walk at all. You'd have to be, you know, kind of carried off with an injury with a grade 3. So that's the difference. A serious tear with a 2, a complete tear with 3. 2 probably needs surgery as well, but not necessarily. 1 does not. It's just kind of small tears kind of in the, you know, here and there. You know, just little like that kind of thing. It's scary and nasty, but it heals. And then strain is where it's simply stretched. There's no tears at all. A strain, ST. But even that can hurt like hell. For a while, I'm sure I've had about a billion STs, and then quite a few grade ones. I don't think I've ever had a grade 2, because I would think grade 2 you probably need crutches. I've never used crutches in my life. I might have had one grade 2 in my whole life. Sorry for making it about me, but yeah, 3 absolutely, you're going to be on crutches and major surgery and stuff. So yeah, reconstructive, basically putting it all back together, because if it's completely torn, there's nothing. You can't move. He's like, that part of the body is not going to move right. So, sorry. Okay. That's just a conversation of grade 1, 2 versus 1, 2, and 3 with sprains, SPs. Philadelphia, talking about guys getting hurt or traded or whatever, that's Philadelphia kind of in a nutshell, going back to Chuck and all that, going to the Suns many years ago. Nicholas Batum winding up with the Philadelphia 76ers, 6 points. He's shot super well so far since joining Philadelphia, and he made half his shots again. So, I mean, well, but what more can you say? Tyrese Maxey's been the man most of the time, but he stunk in this game for the most part. 7 of 19, I've seen worse. We have Anthony Edwards, for Pete's sake, at least this past week. He did not shoot well. 0-5 from outside, that's not going to help. And the Wolves went comfortably over the Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid doing his thing. I don't know, they say inactive, injury or illness. Injury and illness probably being load management, but maybe just being careful as well. Kelly Oubre Jr., who was a pain in the ass to deal with more than once with Charlotte in the past, because I'm very sure to bring that up, because I'm going to. D'Anthony Melton. Yeah, well, he was okay. He was not. 3 of 11. Tobias Harris, 4 of 11. And lots of three-pointers missed by the Sixers. 21.9%, 7 of 32 from outside, and 39.1%. The Sixers shot like crud in the game. Right now, they're on the screen in-season tournament, Group A, East Group A, with a very red court in Philadelphia land. So that's kind of how that goes. City of motherly love, but city of brotherly love, pardon me. But honest to God, it's a city of booing and hating everybody, pretty much. City of utter hatred of other teams' fans, but maybe you love each other, I suppose. How quaint. Maybe. Oh, man. Please stop moving. Sorry, I'm just making a comment here. But the Wolves jumped to 11-3, a very comfortable win over a Philadelphia team. Anthony Edwards, Anthony Edwards, 11 of 22, 5 of 9. This was a fun game. Very, very entertaining performance. Anthony Edwards is all over the court, 5 of 9 from outside. Karl-Anthony Towns, 9 of 19. Not as sexy of a game. 1 of 2 from 3-point range, that's fine. Almost fouled out with 5 of those. 23 total points. But Anthony Edwards is definitely the best player against the Sixers. But you're seeing more and more of Shake Milton, and he had a really nice game against his former club. 12 points, 3 of 7 isn't that great, but he got to the line and all that. Naz Reid had a very, he had a very notable performance of 13 points. Added 3 steals in the game. Mike Conley added 3 steals. Conley's been kind of quiet, but he makes the big plays, like the 8 assists and such, swinging the ball around to Anthony Edwards for one of his 5 3-pointers. Just a fun, comfortable win by the Minnesota Timberwolves. It was very, very enjoyable and very fun. Minnesota emerges victorious over the Philadelphia 76ers. Final score of 112-99. Again, I mean, just beat them. That's the whole thing. You know, there's teams that have beaten us without their star players many times over. No way the Wolves last season defeat the New Orleans Pelicans in that game. Timberwolves would have lost. I wouldn't be surprised if the Wolves lost to all three of these last year. Even last year when the Wolves are still a playoff caliber team. Still getting the 7th seed and all that. Or 8th seed, pardon me. Yeah, we were in the 8th. It was the year before we were the 7th or 6th or all that. One up with 7, which was kind of meh. But Wolves definitely looking like home court advantage, at least in the first round, if not throughout the Western Conference playoffs, which would be one of the coolest things ever. And overall, very fun week. The team continues to win. We're 11-3. We're the best of the best right now. We're number one in some rankings, which is absolutely great. Boston's 12-3. They're probably the best. But again, the Wolves beat them. So that's got to count for something, right? It's got to count for something. Phoenix has emerged mega. And they're the team that beat us recently. 9-6. And I told you so. Phoenix is going to win the Pacific Division. I told you. I even had them winning the Western Conference. Yeah, I told you. But maybe the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to win the Western Conference instead, which would be wonderful. Like, let's be last year's Denver. Let's be this year's version of last year's Denver, where you win the Western Conference, go to the finals, and win it all. And, I mean, let's just go ahead and do it. Let's surprise everybody. Let's shut up all the people that are like, the Wolves are irrelevant. Let's just go out there and kick some Butoxus, which I think would be absolutely the coolest thing ever. No NBA titles have been won in November, just like the Wild, like the Stanley Cups in January and stuff, you know, great Januaries and such. Even the Wolves have had a good January or two, but no Stanley Cups won in January, no NBA championships won in November or December, so We got to focus on that at the moment, but at the same time, enjoy it. Of course, enjoy the season and hope this team can continue the pace that they're on. So when we look at the rankings, I'm not surprised Celtics are number one. They jumped from, you know, four down the previous week. This is a few days ago. Timberwolves number two in all of basketball, despite beating the Celtics head-to-head. And that was a great game. But Wolves number two in all of basketball right now. Number three, the Sixers, and we just beat them. But yeah, this is on the November the 22nd, so that's the last time the rankings came out on NBA. Awesome, though. Awesome. Doesn't ESPN have one? Fox Sports NBA Power Rankings? Celtics number one again. But that one's November 20th. That's getting to be 4 days ago. I want to try the ESPN one. NBA.com is great and everything. It's just showing standings. Come on, guys. No, these are player rankings from 100 to 51. I don't understand. I don't know why it's not showing NBA rankings. Here it is. ESPN Power Rankings, July 30th. That'll really help. That's really helpful. Thanks, guys. Yeah, whatever. I don't know why they're not showing it. They did not too long ago. But I know the Wolves are pretty much one or two or three pretty much across the board. So we're Mount Rushmore at the moment, at least here in November. So late November, Black Friday, you know, or pre-Thanksgiving, just a couple of days before on the 22nd. Well, the day before. Great, great run. We're in the power rankings. We're in the top four, top three in everybody's schedules. Golden State dropping to 7-9. I just feel terrible. I'm so sad. Oh, man. I want the Warriors to stay good forever. Yeah, bleep that crap. San Antonio, what the heck? San Antonio's now 3-12, but 10 losses in a row. So, obviously, a little early for the Wemby magic to take place at the moment. So, obviously, everyone's going to slow down a little bit. Wolves 9-1 in their last 10. So, Oklahoma City, though, 6 wins in a row and 8-2 in their last 10. So, that's something to think about in a big bleeping way. The tourney and all that. The Wolves hopefully can get this done. That'd be amazing. We've only played 2 tournament games so far. I still don't understand how half of this works other than just you win games. But how is there? I don't think there's going to be any kind of a playoff. That's just going to, because you can't. You can't like change your schedule. Your schedule is your schedule, right? So San Antonio is not going to be winning any tournament, though. They're 0-3. This person upstairs would stop moving for a couple seconds. Ooh-wee. That sounds like a bowling alley up there. Sorry for whining. It's annoying, though. The Lone Wolf Award for this episode. The Lone Wolf Award for this episode. Carl Anthony Towns, back in the Lone Wolf Award. He ain't going to be getting any Johnny Flynn Memorial on this episode. And don't worry, Anthony Edwards fans, which is I'm one of course, he is not going to be getting any Johnny Flynn Memorial. Anthony Edwards is safe from Johnny Flynn Memorials. I think he's gotten like one ever because he shot like, he had a week where he made like 5 out of like 50 shots. It was like, what was that? It was really weird. Like weird. Johnny Flynn Memorial, I don't think there's really any definitive person. Like, Mike Conley didn't get great numbers this week, but he's out there leading. Mike Conley's not somebody that's going to get it unless he just let's not think about that. The only thing I can really come back with, it's definitely not Naw, N-A-W, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. It's definitely not Kyle Anderson. Troy Brown, Jake Milton, no, they played well. Naz Reid played well, too. He didn't shoot particularly well, 1 of 6 from outside. If I have to give it to a player, it's going to be like a very gentle one to Naz Reid. Maybe he didn't have a great week, but it's like, we're talking like super gentle. Otherwise, I'm leaning towards, on a week like this, Jaden McDaniels' ankle or Karl Anthony Towns' foot. Let's go with Karl Anthony Towns' foot. Why get mad at his ankle? What was his ankle supposed to do? Magically, like, phase out for a second so the matter would disappear and then there was no, like, pressure against the ankle. So we'll go with Karl Anthony Towns' foot is going to get the Johnny Flynn Memorial for getting in the way of Jaden McDaniels' ankle. So that's what we're going to go with because I can't give it to anybody, man. I can't. Kyle played well. Naz, you know, he didn't shoot particularly great in every game, and he did foul out. This was against the Knicks. Naz Reid's game against the Knicks, maybe just individual game. He wasn't too good in that one. So, but I know every fan in town is going to get mad. So Naz Reid, maybe a super ultra gentle one for just the Knicks game. Otherwise, it's Karl Anthony Towns' foot is going to bring in the Johnny Flynn Memorial for this episode. With that, we'll take a quick break. We got four games to preview coming up, so I better get moving. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion. Again, like I said, four games to preview, so better get moving. And I tend to babble way too much because I just love talking about basketball. Like, why not? Sacramento Kings, a team that might be a matchup for the Timberwolves in the playoffs this year. Wouldn't be surprised. And it almost was last year as well. I think the Wolves would have won the series, actually. It's a damn shame. Or was that 2 years ago? De'Aaron Fox, 29.2 a game. Wonderful player. 12.4 rebounds a game for DeMontis Sabonis, and 7.1 assists also for the great passing Sabonis, which is just like father, like son right there. The defense at Sacramento is about what it was many years ago as well when Chris Webber was there. It's not too good. It's kind of mostly offense, not such a great defense. De'Aaron Fox is also averaging almost 2 steals a game. Not bad. Alex Len, yeah, he's still around. He's still kicking. De'Aaron Fox has missed a significant amount of time. Is he going to even play? But great numbers, like I just said. Harrison Barnes, been kind of a bit of a fourth man, I don't know. He's a main starter. Malik Monk, Kevin Huerter kind of come in off the bench and play major minutes, though. So they actually score more points. Harrison Barnes getting a little older now. He used to be on the Warriors many years ago. 12.2, what I remember Harrison Barnes the most for is a spectacular dunk on Nikola Pekovic years ago, and that was kind of like, man, me and Marcus kind of had a little chuckle about that one, but it was more of a nervous chuckle. Sacramento's 9th in points. Wolves are 17th. 17th in points, but we're the best defensive team in the league, though. The Timberwolves are the best defensive team in the league. You know, when you have Anthony Edwards playing good, solid defense and getting steals, Gobert playing like the Stifle Tower again, it's just a totally different world. Rebounds, Sacramento's 20th. Wolves are 10th. 3-point percentage, Sacramento only 24th, Wolves are 12th, so pretty good overall, generally speaking. Wolves are 5th in blocks, which is a great thing. Steals, we like to talk about that once in a while. Both teams are tied at 11, interesting. It's a 3-game series with a non-division but conference rival, in-season tournament game versus Sacto coming up today, Black Friday, I believe, right? So, it's today. There's no date. It's just at 7 p.m. So that's today, in-season tournament. And this team is in first place in our same spot. So something's got to give. I think the Wolves are going to give it, if you know what I mean. Saturday, December 23rd, leading into Christmas, we'll be in Sacto, apparently. And then Friday, March the 1st, as we start heading towards spring, Sacramento comes back to Target Center. The Kings are 3-2 in their last 5, but have lost 2 in a row, both to New Orleans on the road, and they got their butts handed to them on November 20th, 129-93. Ouch, that sucks. I'm guessing De'Aaron Fox got hurt or something, most likely. Because they were kicking some butt for a while, Sacramento. 117-112, 2 days later in Nolens. So they stayed in Nolens. They had the lemon and tomato juice deal going, but lost. 8-6, Sacramento, second place behind the Phoenix Suns, so the two purple teams are winning the Pacific Division. Let's keep that royal blue and gold team somewhere else. I love the color royal blue, but I just want nothing to do with that team, that Northern California team. I want nothing to do with them. Just go away. Just go. Minnesota Timberwolves will go to 12-3. I mean, I'm not going to doubt this club. 12-3. I want to believe the Wolves can go 4-0 in this group, but I don't know. It's very possible. This is the game the Wolves might drop, but why would they? Why would they drop this one? Let's look at the injuries and such. It's not showing. What's going on? It should show the injuries. What, are they hiding it now? Is that the NBA, the new thing in the NBA? What happened? It's not showing the injuries anymore. What's going on? What the devil? Surely it's got to show the injuries. Surely it's got to show the injuries. This is bullcrap. It's not even showing the injuries, so that's really stupid. I'm guessing Fox, though. I mean, I don't think he's playing. So it's like the Wolves take advantage of another shorthanded game. What the flip? Just, would you cooperate with me for 5 seconds? That would be great. It's not showing the games. Oh, Yahoo sucks. Yahoo is being run by Yahoo. Yahoo is being run by Yahoos. So I'm getting kind of pissed off right now. I just want to go to the game that they recently played, and it's going back to the same thing. So something's, Yahoo is being run by Yahoos. That's my whole conclusion. The Timberwolves will beat the Sacramento Kings, bottom line. Final score along the likes of 129-93. No, I don't think it's going to be like that. It's going to be an epic, fun battle, but I think the Wolves continue their stellar play. I can't really go against the Wolves right now. 122-110. The Wolves win by 12 over the Sacramento Kings. Now this thing is stuck and acting stupid. I'm not too surprised that that's happening, though. Now I play the 3-11 Memphis Grizzlies. You know who has not been around. Desmond Bane is averaging 25.6. This reeks of like a trap game. It really does. Three-game series as well here Sunday. Yep, this is Sunday, November the 26th at 5 p.m. No Vikings game on Sunday. They play against Chicago on Monday night, so I'll comfortably be able to watch this one and all that. Thursday, January 18th in Target Center. The first one's in Memphis here. And the third one, February 28th, heading into March almost, in Target Center. Memphis is 2-3 in their last five, and they have dropped their last two. And pretty reasonably close scores for the most part, except for the LA Lakers, 134-107. Go get him, Vince Germano, especially when John Morant is playing, but he's not because he's just not playing for suspensions because he's crazy. Desmond Bane, though, is certainly doing a hell of a job. But is this big dog Robinson, you know, putting up the big numbers because the main player hasn't been playing? Derrick Rose has been in six games and averaging 8 points. Yep, Jaren Jackson Jr., when freaking healthy, and he's been healthy this year, good for him. He's a hell of a player, to be quite honest. 20 points, but only 6 rebounds. That's kind of annoying. 1.6 blocks, that's better. But Desmond Bane averaging almost 26 a game. He is attempting, how many shots a game, though? 20 shots a game. That's kind of too much. That's probably not a good thing. Jaren Jackson Jr., too, I don't understand. He's a bigger guy, 42% from the floor. Not from three, 42% from the floor. So, I don't know. Can't imagine things are all too great in Memphis at the moment. Like, why would the Wolves lose to Memphis? I don't know. I can't imagine why they would. Yeah, they're not showing injuries anymore. I'm guessing they are, and Yahoo is just being Yahoos. They're just, Yahoo is being a bunch of Yahoos right now, which is really annoying. I want to see that, but I don't know. Maybe they took it out because it's weird, and you get guys that are like minor league players, like in hockey, that are, you know, in some cases it could be like year-old injuries or something. Sorry. Bold North. Yep, Bold North. Wolves in Memphis are tied at 11th in steals. Memphis is 23rd in rebounds, 28th in points. Wolves need to win this game. 29th in three-point. They're just, you know, they suck in a lot of stats. But they are number two in block shots. Thank you, Jaren Jackson, I'm sure. Could this be one of those weird, stupid trap games? Well, we'll leave the right to that happening. We'll leave, not the right, but we'll leave the possibility. We'll open the possibility of that happening. Because Desmond Bane, when he plays well, is a headache for the Wolves. And I got to think the Wolves are going to get up for that OKC game. I don't know. I want to believe the Wolves go 4-0. I want to, but it's kind of hard to say. Wolves will beat Memphis, though. Final score, 125 to, like, no, it's not going to be as high scoring. Let's go with more, like, this is going to be more of a defensive battle. 110-99. Wolves win over Memphis. OKC, this is going to be in Target Center. The other one was in Memphis, so you never know. Wolves just might drop that stupid game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is like number two in scoring pretty much in all of basketball. Fifth in points are Memphis, 25th in rebounds. Number one in the whole NBA in three-point percentage. Number one in free throw percentage. I never mentioned free throws, but, well, this tells you they're a phenomenal shooting team. Number two, see, like when I talk about field goal and all that stuff, it's like, okay. Number two in the whole league in field goals. number one in free throws, number one in three-pointers. So that's insane. A division rival, that's going to be a problem. It's an in-season tournament game as well on Tuesday, November 28th, as we wrap up the month of November there, in Target Center. Tuesday, December 26th is the next one in OKC. Saturday, Jan 20th in Target Center. And then Monday, January 29th, about a week later or so, in OKC again. It's going to be an epic battle. Both teams are tied at fifth in blocks. This is definitely the feature presentation and the game of the week in a lot of ways. So we'll bring that back.
And now, our feature presentation.
Now, in a lot of ways, feature presentation is usually like, when I'm doing reviews, where the feature presentation this past week was probably the Knicks game. The Wolves were absolutely showing up to play, and at least the Knicks were playing their main players. So that was a thing. This one is going to be an epic battle on Tuesday. It really is. Kind of wish it was more of a weekend game instead. I kind of do, actually. Or late at night or something. But unfortunately, not the case in either category. Oklahoma is coming around, man. 11-4. They are definitely good. Chet Holmgren is looked on as a fantastic defensive player. 2.3 blocks. So this time he's actually healthy. He didn't injure himself before the start of the season. So watch the heck out for him. That's why the blocked shots are real high. Chet is also averaging, and he's Minnesota-based. Yes, we know. 17.1 points, 8.1 rebounds, 2.3 blocks. So as long as he's able to stay healthy, he's going to end up being an awesome player for many years for the Memphis Grizzlies. Josh Giddey's also been a nice player for them. 12.3 a game, 4.5 assists, 5.7 rebounds. Gilgis, though, man, 6.3 assists, 6.1 rebounds, 35.8 from outside. 53.8 overall, though. Holy crap. And 30.4 a game for SGA. He's been absolutely wonderful for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they look they look like a huge threat. I want to believe the Wolves are going to get up for this one. Again, Memphis has won 6 in a row. So they're 5-0 in their last 5. Crushing Golden State. Beating them in a close game on the 18th, but crushing them on the 16th. Absolutely obliterating the Spurs, 123-87. Absolutely annihilating the Portland Trailblazers. So they're taking care of teams that are, not in the same class. 134-91. That is embarrassing for Portland. And it was at Portland, by the way. Wow. That's embarrassing. It's really bad. I want to believe the Wolves get up for this one. It's a big, strong possibility OKC wins this one. But, man, I've got a feeling the Wolves absolutely get up for this game, just like Boston and Denver, and they're going to have to, because this team's a threat now. This team could end up winning the division and getting home court against us. So that's not what we want here in Minnesota when we're finally like a number one or number two seed in the Western Conference. We want that home court, and we don't want to see Oklahoma City overtake us. A team that was also kind of like a fringe team the last couple of years. We beat them in the play-in tournament type of deal last year. Now it's like Western Conference Finals or second round or something, divisional round possibly, between the Timberwolves and the OKC Thunder trying to get to the West Finals or in the West Finals. I know it's early, but, man, they look awfully good. They look awfully good. Chet Holmgren, obviously a huge threat with the shot blocking and overall abilities as he gets the job done there, and good for him. Timberwolves get up for this one and win this game. In overtime, final score 138-137. The Wolves win by a point. Anthony Edwards will get 45 against the OKC Thunder. Yep, that's going to be one of those crazy games. Shea might get 50, and there's a big possibility of that. In a game like that, going to OT, and it's an epic battle. It's going to be a game of can you top this? Carl's going to wind up with like 35, SGA 50-ish, and Anthony Edwards is going to get over 40, we'll say, to be semi-safe, but the Wolves will win by a point. 138-137, might even go to double overtime to get that score. But one way or another, the Wolves win in the closest fashion and defeat the OKC Thunder and end their winning streak if someone else hasn't. The sad part is the Minnesota letdown thing. We'll probably be tired and worn out from that game. And then you get Utah a couple of days later. It kind of reeks of, if there's a trap game in this list, it could be Memphis, but I think it's more likely the Utah game, even in Target Center. The Wolves have been undefeated in Target Center, but it has to end at some point. You can't be undefeated at home, even though I'd love the Wolves to continue the thing. I think the Wolves drop the game to Utah just because but I'm probably going to be wrong. It might be Memphis, and we might end up losing to OKC. Maybe we'll lose to Sacramento tonight. I don't know. But we're going to have to wait and see how this turns out. Utah's ninth in points, fourth in rebounds, 15th in three-pointers, only 12th in blocks. Yeah, they're not as great as last year. They're only 4-11, but they've been a funky matchup for the Wolves forever, pretty much. The Wolves did win very comfortably on Saturday, November the 4th, 123-95. This one, again, Target Center, Thursday, November 30th, in Target Center. And then the next two games will both be in Utah, Saturday, March 16th, and Monday, March 18th. So it's kind of back-to-back, but not literally back-to-back. It's just staying in Utah for a couple of games much later in the year. Utah has lost four games in a row. But they were all kind of close. They also lost 121-105 to Portland. Yuck. That sucks. They lost two games, two close games, very close games to Phoenix. So that's interesting. But the Lakers, 131-99 very recently on November 21st, was pretty rough. I think this could be the funky little trap game where Utah ends up winning the game. Final score, I just got a feeling they're going to kind of, it's going to be a funny game, like one, something like 118 to like, not even. More like 109-105, something stupid, kind of close, but the Wolves end up not winning. It's like we shoot poorly, we're kind of off. After that epic battle versus OKC, there's that drop game, there's that letdown. But that's where I'm guessing the Wolves might end up going 3-1, not 4-0, or hopefully not 2-2. In this upcoming four-game stretch this week. But the Wolves drop to Utah for some reason in the upcoming schedule. I just got a feeling the Wolves are going to get up for the big Giants once again, like we have been doing all year. And OKC suddenly is a Giant after being an average team the last couple of years. Very talented, but average win-loss record for the most part. And even not that long ago, OKC wasn't at all in competition for the play-in. They were pretty much at the bottom looking for top draft picks like Chet Holmgren at the end of the day. But now that those draft picks, those prospects are healthy and playing, watch out for OKC, as SGA has definitely emerged as one of the best players in the world. With that, the Timberwolves go 3-1. We'll take a quick break and get to fan interaction right after this. Back here on Timberwolves Explosion, Black Friday, happy Black Friday, Merry Christmas season, and welcome back to Friday. We're welcoming ourselves back to Friday episodes again of Timberwolves Explosion as the lawn season is wrapping up officially here tomorrow. 30th season of lawn service, pretty crazy. 30. I made it, and my ankle's telling me stop, so we'll see how things go. But at least the ankle isn't too bad. At TWolvesEX, at TWolvesEX is the Twitter account. We also have an Instagram and a Facebook page, facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion. I'm going to dig around real quick for the Instagram as well here. Oh, I thought I saw it, but nope. Just want to make sure I have the right thing up here and give you the right information, even though it is in the show description. Yep, Timberwolves_Explosion is that one. Don't believe there was any comments, or there might have been. Looks like it's just likes, and I do appreciate the likes very, very, very much. Nate Lindholm, in case you're listening. Yep, shout out to you, Nate Lindholm. Looks like it was liked by Nate Lindholm, Levi Brown, and Dylan Richardson out of California, who got me started in podcasting way, way back in 2008 with thesportstuff.com, and still a close friend with Dylan Richardson, no doubt about it. Levi Brown out of New Zealand. Nate Lindholm in Minnesota here, of course, and an old classmate dating back to 1992, I think, about there. It was 91 or 92, right around that time. But a hell of a basketball player and an even better baseball player, to be quite honest. Not ripping his basketball. He was really good at it. But, I mean, I'd say he was an even better baseball player, like a Derek Jeter type. Dead serious. He was a Derek Jeter type, at least for our team, there's no doubt. So, like a tall shortstop who could really play. Anyhow, so big shout out to you, Nate, just in case you're... I know you've listened before, just in case he's a regular listener, and I hope he is. I hope so. Let me know, Nate, just in case you'd like to. The Twitter account, unfortunately, it's mostly just retweets, which, well, yeah, I'm not complaining about that, though. Tanae Brown and Levi Brown from New Zealand. Vinrock Vince Germano out of Melbourne, Australia. Thank you so much for those retweets. Benzo, yeah, that was the Open Thoughts. Benzo out of the Bronx retweeted that one. Anthony Edwards tells Open Thoughts that he could be the first one to play the NBA and the NFL at the same time. So that's interesting. He's a big guy, like a tight end maybe. I don't know. Wide receiver, like a real big one. I'd say please don't. Please don't. Please. I don't want him to get hurt. I really don't. Don't, Anthony, please. So that's definitely a little conversation on the side there. Please don't bother, Anthony. I'd appreciate it if you didn't get hurt. And this just takes you to the app. That's real helpful. So you got to just kind of Google it on your own, I guess. That's a real helpful link there. It's wonderful. Just go to the app. So Anthony Edwards, let's see if I can get this right now. NBA and NFL. There, that should at least trigger that, since I like to be triggering things. So it's all over the place. Bleacher Report, Sports Illustrated, Hoops Hype. Let's go to Hoops Hype. At least I know I won't have to necessarily, subscribe or anything at the moment. Of course, there's 19,000 ads. That's the other way to go around things. Timberwolves believes he can... Yep, this was with ESPN. Yep, showing source of ESPN staff at ESPN. Minnesota Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards believes he can become the first athlete to play in the NBA and the NFL. In a recent conversation with comedian Marco Summers on his talk show Open Thoughts, Summers asked All-Star if he could still play football and if there's ever been a player in both leagues, and he said, yeah, I might be the first to play in both. Hopefully, that's mostly satire on Anthony Edwards' side. It'd be cool, but I don't know. Bo Jackson got hurt, and he didn't have a very long career. Damn it. Plus being a running back, of course, no running backs have long careers except Walter Payton and a couple others like Frank Gore, Curtis Martin, and Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson's a miracle, though, especially with that major knee injury he had. That definitely was a miracle. Okay, here's the ESPN one, NBA NFL athlete. I think I might be the first one. That's the quote. Okay, as a team, the Minnesota Timberwolves organization, we want to win a championship. After that, we'll figure that out. So, like, how are you going to do? How are you going to do all that? So, yeah, he wants to handle his business in the NBA. So, yeah, that's good to know. Thank you. Please do handle your business in the NBA. I'm kind of worried about that a little bit. I mean, so, unfortunately, again, no actual interaction, but I'm tempted to look up, go to Random Hoops here because the memories are incredible. A lot of those classics. Oliver Miller, huh? A little conversation with Oliver Miller, not good. What's going on? But that's an old post, 2021. Not those courts again. Yes, I agree with you about the in-season tournaments. He's showing like Spock and, this is obviously Star Trek original series, Spock, Captain Kirk, and the lady all just kind of covering their eyes like, no! Yeah, it is kind of like that. Yep, no hoops. Yep, he was sad. Yep, because there was nothing going on with the Thanksgiving Day. Kind of depressed. But it'll be back now that it's Black Friday. Outtakes. So it looks like the little man there. Nice ball handling, actually. Not bad. Nice, yeah. Like he's not dribbling around like a starting point guard for a high school team or anything. But not bad, though. Huh, that's the little man. That'd be Reese Pedretti's young man. Unfortunately, he did a... I don't know who... he did a John Sally, though, missing a dunk there a little bit. He's only 6 years old? Yep, impressive, though. Very impressive. Impressive little dunk. Here we go. So Trey Burke is a free agent. That's interesting. He's saying somebody sign him. Looks like he might be playing in... Is that in Australia, or is that in the NBL? No, I just said NBL. Is that in the G League? The NBL is Australia. So, yeah, Random Hoops. Phoenix Suns, huh? He's wearing a Phoenix jersey. Oh, like Devin Booker. Interesting. Final thing here. Yeah, see, like random hoops. Hey, Reese Pedretti, I just love the post. I really do. I just realized we don't see much John here. That'd be John Stockton. Well, John Stockton is a pretty quiet guy, isn't he? Very quiet, unassuming. So, yes. Okay, Mexico City? Yeah, that must be in the G League. Yeah, it is the G League. 28 points, 7 three-pointers, and 3 assists. Maybe it's the 3 assists that he's not. Okay, I'm just kidding. Well, he's doing good in the G League. And he's been around for a while. Didn't the Wolves draft him and trade him for... Yeah, I think we did. We drafted him and traded him for... we traded for picks. We just traded down and got 2 extra picks. 2 picks, which ended up being Shabazz Muhammad. Shabazz Muhammad instead of Giannis. Yeah, instead of Giannis. Yep, Shabazz, Giannis. Yeah, you know, it's not that. It's a wash. It's a close one. No, Shabazz is nothing, and Giannis is a league MVP. And then Gorgie, good player, but I don't know, man. It still hurts big time. So with that, I guess that's about it. That's pretty much a wrap. So I want to thank each and every one of you. I'm going to check the Facebook really quick, but I don't think there's any actual fan interaction there. God, this thing loaded nice and quick here. But I got to maneuver around from Joey's Weather Spy photos. Any posts from the last episode? No. But likes. Thank you for the likes. Always appreciate that. Just want to thank each and every one of you. I'm going to give a follow here for one person. Okay. I want to thank each and every one of you for NBA Cobwebs. Cool. For listening to the show. Please tell your friends about it. Really need the algorithms. Need help. This show is kind of being buried right now. It's not showing up anywhere much. The numbers are okay. And it's not about numbers. I understand. But it would be nice to get a better reach. It would be nice for people to, you know, it would be nice for the show to have better algorithms, so to speak. And those of you that have given positive ratings to the show, 5-star ratings, I appreciate you a million times over. And obviously, you guys in Australia, New Zealand, I appreciate you 100 million times over. You are the foundation. You are the foundation. You're the pillars of this show. And there's no doubt about it. Obviously, some local people as well. Benzo, you're one of the pillars coming in out of the Bronx. How cool is that? Someone from the Bronx being a Timberwolves explosion listener and fan of the Timberwolves. It's incredible. Just love you. Obviously, Australia, New Zealand, you guys are absolutely so special for this show. I want to actually look at the demographics now, since, again, when there's no fan interaction, like instant fan interaction, might as well look at where everyone's coming from. So United States, 62%, Australia, 12%, United Kingdom, but I've never heard from you guys. Say something. I'd appreciate that very much. New Zealand, 2%, but I know there's at least 2 to 4 of you out there that absolutely love this show, and I thank you, obviously, Tanae and Levi, Auckland and Canterbury in New Zealand. Thank you guys so much. Australia is number 2, right behind the U.S. Yes, 12%. U.S., 62%. Yeah, but I hardly ever hear from people from the U.S., but yeah, Victoria, 81%, New South Wales, Queensland, Western Australia, and Tasmania. Cool. 1% coming in out of Tasmania. How cool is that? Yeah, really appreciate that. So it's like always a curiosity where you guys are coming from. Canada, 2%, so kind of like New Zealand there. Hong Kong, huh? Mexico, Philippines. Yeah, I remember there were some people from the Philippines a while back. Kind of come and go, but I know you're out there. Some of you, Minnesota is number 1, California is number 2. California, interesting. Wisconsin, Florida, Tejas, Washington, North Dakota, New York, Illinois, Mississippi, maybe it's Al Jefferson, no. New Mexico, way down there. Wow, it's all over the, wow, man. It's a lot of different states, but it's probably only a couple of people because it's showing less than 1%. But those of you, thank you. I mean, seriously, thank you. I hope I haven't turned you off by being, I don't know if I'm to this or to that. There's New Yorkers. Yep, that's the Bronx. That would be the Bronx. New York itself, that would be the Bronx. And then Niagara Falls and Hampton Bays. This is fascinating, isn't it? I absolutely love that. It means the world to me. And I want to thank every one of you so much for listening to the show. Again, but if you could put a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or any of the other apps out there that allow you to do so, please do. And those of you that have, thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Major shout out to Scott Doherty. I apologize, boy, late notice here. Scott Doherty, Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Scott Doherty, Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Great, great Facebook page that covers the Minnesota Timberwolves. Very nice people there, Scott Doherty especially. Just thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to post. Kind of shout out, you know, just kind of saying like a bat signal, hey, Timberwolves Explosion's out, or is it a link to the Spotify, whatever it is. But thank you again so much, Scott Doherty, for allowing me to do that. And a huge shout out to you and to all of your followers there on Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. With that, again, Merry Christmas. Welcome to Black Friday. And have yourself a merry little Christmas, as we're going to be enjoying it for the next month. Christmas lights everywhere and all that. So try not to go too crazy in the stores and all of that. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. With that said, take care and we'll see you in 1 week.